Well, I came from newspapers, and so I had an interest in politics and an interest in government and all those kinds of things. And then I just have this own personal interest in conservation. It's what I studied in college. I have a degree in forestry and journalism. So, you know, in Idaho, you get to know people. You get around and you get familiar. And they recruited me from Idaho Conservation League to come in and open up the Moscow office in 1993, 20 years ago.
So you've always liked the outdoors.
Yeah, I came to Idaho in 77, you know, 35 years ago, to work in the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness. And I worked long seasons, April to Christmas, for a couple years doing trails. And, you know, the wilderness just changed my life. And it's, you know, the wilderness just really made a huge impression on me, as well as conservation has always been an impression on me, nature and the national parks.
What's your greatest achievement in wilderness conservation in your time here?
Oh, without question, it's the Owyhee Wilderness Summit. To actually see a landscape protected and managed for its wilderness values. And also, since we created the wilderness and or got it designated in Congress in 2009, we've increased the accessibility and we've even enlarged it a little bit by picking up some private lands from willing sellers. And so by making the land not only protected, but making it more accessible to people, I think is really a tremendous achievement that many of us worked on for many, many years.
What was the greatest challenge that you didn't achieve?
Well, there's still a number of undone wilderness protection ideas. In the Clearwater, we still have the Boulder White Clouds yet to finish off, and that's really disappointing because I started working on that directly in the late 90s, first with Senator, then Congressman Crapo, then with Congressman Simpson, and they're both really good cooperators and really good people took over from me. I handed it off to some other folks as I took on the Owyhees, and that's disappointing that that hasn't been protected, but it will be. I'm convinced there'll be a Boulder White Clouds wilderness someday soon, probably.
What do you see as critical conservation issues in the future for Idaho?
Well, I think this whole sense of collaboration and cooperation is the way to go. And the idea that the community, the local community, can work with the larger interests of conservation and economics, you know, I'm sure that's the way to go. And that's what I've been working on primarily for the last 7 years I've been at the Wilderness Society. And I think it's working. It's still very difficult. It's very difficult day to day. It's very difficult for people to be able to commit the time, to be able to really try and understand each other and what's a common goal. It's hard to get out of a negotiation and into cooperation. But I'm convinced that's the way to go with natural resource management. We can't just turn it over to the experts. They need community backing. They need the backing of diverse interests. And it's definitely going in the right direction. It's a struggle. So I think it's a challenge. It's an opportunity. It's not an obstacle, but that doesn't make it easy.
So what do you do next? Where do you go from here?
Well, I get to ski any day of the week. You know, I'm looking forward to that. I'll do more hiking, camping with the family and friends, and I'll be out in the wilderness a lot more. I'm also going to do more of the wilderness experience, wilderness involvement work that I've been doing on the side, where we take people out and work on trails. We get people out so that they can see the land and learn how to get around on the land. I'm going to do my music show, my jazz show at Radio Boise, KRBX 89.9 FM, and Jazz Beyond the Sky Wednesday mornings. I'm going to be doing my jazz show, and the whole sense of music to me, just it's like nature to me. The more you know, the more you learn, the more interesting it is, the more you really value it. And so I'm looking at combining music and nature in my life, and things are good. I mean, Idaho's a great place. It's still just a great place to be. I was really happy when I arrived and still happy being here.